Becoming organizational insiders. A strategic imperative for professionals seeking influence and impact. CMA Dr. A.S. Durgaprasad. Former President. The Institute of Cost Accountants of India. Abstract. In contemporary organizations marked by volatility, complexity, and rapid transformation, influence is no longer derived solely from hierarchical authority or formal designation. Increasingly, organizations rely on individuals who function as organizational insiders, professionals who possess deep contextual understanding, trusted judgment, and cross-functional relevance. These insiders shape decisions, guide leaders, and enable execution across boundaries. This article offers a structured and research-informed framework for professionals aspiring to cultivate insider status. Drawing from organizational behavior, leadership studies, internal consulting practices, and knowledge management literature, it outlines practical pathways through which professionals, particularly finance, strategy, and governance specialists, can transition from functional contributors to strategic partners. The framework emphasizes contextual intelligence, relational trust, and sustained value creation as the foundations of insider influence. Introduction. Organizations today operate in environments characterized by accelerated technological change, heightened stakeholder scrutiny, talent fluidity, and global interconnectedness. Traditional command and control structures are increasingly inadequate for navigating such complexity. Consequently, senior leaders depend not only on formal reporting lines but also on trusted internal advisors who understand the organization's realities beyond dashboards and organograms. These individuals, often operating without explicit authority, serve as coordinators, interpreters, and integrators. Their influence stems from relational authority, credibility earned through judgment, discretion, and consistent contribution. While formal roles can grant access, insider status determines whether one's voice is heard and acted upon. This article examines how organizational insider status is formed, why it matters, and how professionals can intentionally and ethically cultivate it to enhance both personal effectiveness and organizational performance. Literature review. Research in organizational behavior highlights the construct of perceived insider status, PIS, the extent to which individuals feel accepted, valued, and included within an organization. Empirical studies consistently associate high PIs with stronger engagement, proactive behavior, discretionary effort, and alignment with organizational goals. Leadership research further demonstrates that inclusive, empowering, participative, and authentic leadership styles foster higher levels of insider perception by creating climates of trust and psychological safety. In such environments, employees are more willing to share insights, challenge assumptions, and take ownership of outcomes. The internal consulting literature reinforces the strategic importance of insiders. Unlike external consultants, internal advisors possess tacit understanding of organizational culture, informal power structures, historical decisions, and political sensitivities. This contextual awareness significantly improves the feasibility, acceptance, and sustainability of recommendations. This is particularly evident in promoter-driven organizations where trusted internal voices often carry greater influence. Knowledge management studies underscore the value of tacit knowledge, experiential insights embedded in individuals rather than documented systems. Organizations that successfully mobilize a tacit knowledge through trusted internal networks demonstrate greater adaptability, innovation, and execution speed. Collectively, these streams of literature suggest that insider positioning is not merely relational or behavioral, it is a strategic organizational capability. A strategic framework for insider positioning. 1. Develop deep contextual intelligence. Contextual intelligence extends beyond technical expertise. It encompasses understanding organizational history, cultural norms, informal networks, leadership priorities, and past successes and failures. Insiders grasp why decisions are made, not merely what decisions are made, allowing them to offer advice that is realistic, timely, and aligned with organizational realities. Case illustration. In a large manufacturing company, a cost accountant, who is also a strategic advisor analyzing the declining margins, studied not only production costs but also the company's long-standing marketing relationships and market positioning. Instead of recommending a sudden price increase, he proposed gradual product mix adjustments and logistics efficiencies. Because the recommendation respected the organization's historical strategy, the leadership adopted it readily, thereby it strengthened his credibility as a strategic advisor. 2. Embed in core processes and decision cycles. Insiders are involved early in planning and governance processes such as strategy formulation, budgeting, risk reviews, and transformation initiatives. Their early participation enables them to shape direction rather than react to outcomes. Case illustration. A CFO of an infrastructure company proactively participated in strategic planning discussions rather than joining only during the budgeting stage. His financial feasibility analysis revealed demand risks in a couple of proposed expansion projects, helping leadership avoid costly investments. 3. Provide insight, not just information. In data-rich environments, value lies in interpretation and foresight. Insiders synthesize information, identify patterns, surface emerging risks, and translate complexity into strategic narratives. Case illustration. A risk management professional redesigned quarterly risk reports to focus on a few strategic risks supported by scenario analysis. One insight highlighted growing credit exposure in a rapidly expanding segment, prompting leadership to tighten lending standards before market defaults increased. 4. Build cross-functional relationships. Organizational insiders operate as integrators across functions. By maintaining credibility with finance, operations, HR, technology, and compliance teams, they enable coordination and reduce organizational friction. Case illustration. During a digital transformation project in a logistics company, a finance manager helped mediate between IT and operations teams who disagreed on implementation timelines. By clarifying operational constraints and system capabilities, he facilitated a phased rollout that both teams accepted. 5. Uphold integrity, neutrality, and trust. Trust is the cornerstone of insider status. Insiders handle sensitive information with discretion, avoid political alignment, and maintain independence of judgment. Case illustration. A governance professional reviewing a procurement contract identified potential compliance risks linked to a preferred vendor. Rather than escalating the issue publicly, she privately discussed alternatives with leadership and suggested improved vendor evaluation processes, protecting the organization while preserving relationships. 6. Align with leadership vision and strategic intent. Insiders demonstrate deep understanding of leadership priorities and organizational direction. They help translate strategic vision into operational actions. Case illustration. When a diversified group announced a sustainability-focused strategy, a strategy analyst created a performance dashboard linking energy efficiency metrics with financial outcomes. This helped business units convert the sustainability vision into measurable operational targets. 7. Deliver visible and credible wins. Early, tangible contributions, especially those that reduce risk, improve performance, or resolve complexity, build confidence and expand access to strategic forums. Case illustration. A newly appointed internal audit head examined logistics costs and discovered routing inefficiencies across warehouses. The recommended changes reduced supply chain costs by nearly 8%, enhancing the strategic relevance of the audit function. 8. Offer solutions, not merely observations. Insiders go beyond diagnosis and propose actionable frameworks that enable implementation. Case illustration. In a construction company facing frequent project cost overruns, a finance business partner designed a project profitability monitoring system integrating milestone tracking and early warning indicators. The framework significantly improved cost control. 9. Sustain long-term presence and contribution. Insider status is cumulative and built through consistency, reliability, and institutional memory. Case illustration. A senior finance professional who had served a family-owned enterprise for over 2 decades became an informal advisor to both promoters and professional management. His knowledge of past expansion attempts helped the company avoid repeating earlier strategic mistakes. Conclusion. Becoming an organizational insider is not accidental nor political. It is a deliberate professional strategy grounded in contextual intelligence, ethical conduct, cross-functional collaboration, and sustained value creation. Professionals who cultivate insider status enhance their influence, contribute meaningfully to organizational performance, and position themselves as indispensable partners in leadership and transformation journeys.